Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. It's rare that in bar we have the next senator of New Jersey, and that would be with us, everyone, Curtis Bashaw here on Talk Radio 1210. Right down the road or over the bridge, that bridge to magic from Cape May. Curtis, welcome. Thanks for joining us over here at Mulligan's.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here. This is great.
I once stayed at your place. I spoke for Harry Hurley. You probably know the local guy.
Of course.
And you guys were good enough to set me up in the presidential suite. I'm not sure if that's the Benjamin Harris suite or not, but the sitting room was bigger than the average hotel room, to put it mildly.
Well, yeah, Congress Hall is great. It had hosted four presidents. Harrison set up.
Sorry, here.
Is that better?
A little bit better, Curtis, yeah.
Great. Yeah, Harrison had the summer White House there in 1881. They were installing electricity into the real White House in Washington, so they decamped the offices to Cape May for the summer. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a beautiful spot, and with that as a background, with that going so well, why get involved in the messy world, really messy world of New Jersey politics? Right up there, it's almost like national politics.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the country's at a crossroads. Mm-hmm. I think this is a real time for choosing. I think New Jerseyans are hungry for change. When Mr. Menendez had his second round of corruption, and then the governor's wife thought that she could just take the seat, that's when we got motivated to get in the race. So we joined in January and jumped in feet first. We are a total outsider to politics. But it has been an amazing experience to run the all 21 counties, to win 14 endorsements, to win that primary. And now we're on to the general against a guy, Andy Kim, who is... He's so far to the left, he doesn't know where the center line is on the road. And I think that, we're going to expose his voting record and what he stands for, voting with the squad. He makes Menendez look like a moderate. And we think that he's a terrible choice for Senate.
And I guess the mechanism, I remember when MacArthur, I guess, was the congressman there, and when he first started to run. It's the same thing with our Governor Shapiro. He's a mild-mannered kind of guy. Bob Casey Jr., same thing in Pennsylvania. But the voting record, as you said, even for New Jersey, is left of where New Jersey would be. So what's the major issue for you with Kim at this point?
Well, I think that the contrast point between us, he talks about wanting corporations and businesses to pay their fair share. as if he has some divine knowledge of what fair is. But this is a guy who has spent his entire life in government as a bureaucrat, as an operative, and now as a congressman. He has never created a job. He's never signed the front side of a paycheck. Meanwhile, my career, I've spent 35 years building a small business into a medium business, making payroll every 2 weeks. We've grown from 25 to 1,000 employees.
You have 1,000 employees? Is it just Congress Hall?
No. We have a collection of 8 hotels in Cape May and out on Eastern Long Island.
Okay.
But, you know, we've created jobs. We've created an economy. We're on the front lines of the economy. When these Democratic politicians, Andy Kim, talk about making people pay their fair share, it's demeaning to all the small business people, as if they're not fair, as if they don't care about their communities. I believe these folks are the backbones of their communities, and we're on a mission to unshackle small business from too much government regulation. Andy Kim believes in the power of government to tell people what to do. We are going to create a huge contrast there.
Let me interrupt, just challenge a little bit here. I mean, completely with our listeners and me, you're here. But broader in New Jersey, do you actually see it? Because they've been voting for these people. Phil Murphy is maybe the template of this, and yet they still get elected, well, second time around, not as much, with a healthy majority of voters. So you just think there's an inflection point here, that things have changed to some degree, Curtis, where there's an opening?
I think there's a major inflection point. The fact of the matter is New Jerseyans are hungry for change. It is not your grandmother's Democratic Party anymore. John Kennedy would probably be a Republican today. These guys, Andy Kim, the Murphy administration, our legislature is so far to the left, they're out of touch with the mainstream. And I think moderate Democrats, a lot of unaffiliated voters, there are 2.5 million unaffiliated voters in our state. These are the folks that we're going to target to switch over and join us. New Jerseyans are ready for change.
Let's talk about current politics, breaking as we are here with President Biden. I've seen, I guess on Twitter and other places, you've been talking about Andy Kim has been largely or completely silent on this, of any sort of motion of where he thinks they are with the shock that we've seen since last Thursday.
We've called him out. We've asked him where he stands. You know, the Democrats seem to love to ask every Republican where they are on Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. We answer. We say,
well, yeah, what's your position on Trump?
I believe that the choice is very clear for me. I'm supporting President Trump. We can't have 4 more years of Joe Biden. Now,
I want to stop you and say I congratulate, because in a place like Jersey, I thought you were going to hem and haw. We're going to have to tie you to the chair to say that.
Look, in 1964, Ronald Reagan gave a great speech. It was called A Time for Choosing.
Yes.
That's when Ronald Reagan decided to leave the Democratic Party and become a Republican. Every one of us are citizens, and we have to make a choice. We can't not choose. That's our role as citizens. Not everyone's going to agree about the top of the ticket. My choice is we can't have Biden. I'm supporting President Trump this year, and I own that choice. And every New Jerseyan's going to make that decision.
How about issues at this level, abortion? You know, all the time when I interview Republican candidates, they may say, well, I'm not absolutely going to be voting on abortion at various levels. And that doesn't seem to be enough. So in this campaign with Kim, where are you and where is he on that issue?
Well, I am a pro-choice Republican. I believe in freedom. I believe in domestic tranquility. I believe that adults and people should be making decisions that are personal at that level in the sanctity of their own homes. And that's why I'm for parental rights in the schools. I don't think schools should be keeping secrets from parents. And I'm a big freedom person. So I'm very clear on that. I think that New Jersey has chosen to be one of the most extreme states in terms of the laws that they have. And, you know, I just believe that those rights are best left to individuals to decide. I think Andy Kim is going to try to say the Democrats are going to try to use the abortion issue in this election. It's the main thing that they can talk about. They can't talk about the border because it's a disaster. They can't talk about the economy because inflation is through the roof. And all New Jerseyans feel the cost of that around the kitchen table. They can't talk about regulations because they're happy to regulate. They can't talk about energy prices because they've gotten rid of our energy independence. They have no issues to challenge Republicans on accept this issue, and we're not going to let them make that the sole focus of this election.
A focus of our listeners, we just honored one of the key people here with protecting against the wind turbines. He actually parachuted in on Long Beach Island yesterday as a stunt to get more attention on this. And there is a lot of the Senate involved in this, not just the state or the presidency. Do you think that issue is a tell to me of both sides of how people see the reality of what we ought to be doing here at the Jersey Shore, which extends quite a bit and is a huge driver, as you know. You're one of the principal people here of the economy.
We have to protect our shore economy and our shore, the beauty of our shore, from these costly windmills. This has been fast-tracked in. These environmental things have also been politicized. It would be a feather in the cap for Phil Murphy to cram these windmills down our throat and help him with his future ambitions. But I believe that there are better ways to solve our energy issues by looking at technologies that are actually forward-looking, not using these primitive technologies that have been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. The complication of the cables, you know, from shore to the pylons, the pylons deteriorating, the oil that comes from them, the environmental cost, it's way too complicated, and I do not support them.
Do you think Menendez will be in the race? And if so, because let's face it, even though I think the issues cut against Andy Kim and the issue of corruption and the things we've talked about, and hopefully I'm looking at some of the polling that Trump's doing rather well, top of the ticket in New Jersey. But if Menendez runs independently, this is a much more doable race for the Republican. This is a real shot this time around to finally turn this around.
100%. Look, we believe we will beat Andy Kim in a head-to-head race. We need 95% of the Republicans and good turnout, which I think President Trump will deliver. We need 65% of the unaffiliateds and 20% of the Democrats. We can do that. Menendez makes it better. No question. I'm happy to run against two career politicians instead of one. I would say, you know, right now with Andy Kim, it's a bureaucrat versus a businessman and me. And if Menendez stays in the race, we have a boss and a bureaucrat and a businessman.
Well, they're going to find any gold bars in Andy Kim's closet then.
So I don't know. Andy Kim's running on being, you know, a nice, non-corrupt politician, but right. He also votes with the squad every single time. He is much further to the left of Bob Menendez. And I think Bob Menendez will pull votes if he stays in this race. He has a lot of people in Hudson County and other places, Cuban Americans, that really appreciate his leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. So where do we go to learn more about you? And the one word and meeting you today and what I filed in the campaign that's up on your website is liberty. And that was carefully chosen that you are the campaign that you ran. That's what this is about. And you would think people in New Jersey after, and you've used the word regulation here, and any time I have anybody that talks about that repeatedly, what that does to people, we've had people call in with the smaller breweries that were out there and the crazy regulations they set about how many sandwiches you can have or how far you could walk. These people in Trenton are just tyrants beyond belief in the realest sense of the word. So a campaign on that, if New Jersey is ready, would seem to me to break through.
Freedom, opportunity, and security. We need to take our country back and to be able to pursue our happiness, live, have the freedoms we need. Opportunity, small businesses need to be unshackled from these one-size-fits-all crazy regulations. We were driving over here. We saw these kids at a lemonade stand. I was going to stop and ask them if they had their sales tax certificate and their permit. And the fact is they treat small – this one-size-fits-all regulation right. is just not right. There's no better social program than a job, and we need to help small businesses create them. And security. New Jerseyans want to feel safe and secure in their homes. We have a porous border, an insecure border, a wide-open border. We were down there a month ago.
Tell me what you saw when you were down there.
We got taken to the border at Yuma, Arizona, to an unfinished section of the wall. Stood there from 12:30 until about 2:30, quarter to 3 in the morning. We watched about 60 people walk in, an open back door to our country. They were from China. They were from Syria. They were from Eastern Europe, Venezuela, Ecuador, Peru, and of course, Mexico. And it was shocking to see it firsthand because you realize that we've conflated and politicized border security with immigration policy. In fact, if you separate them, immigration policy is how many, from what countries, what qualifications. Border security should not be a partisan issue. It's like not locking your back door at night when you go to bed. That's what it seemed like to me. A sovereign nation is entitled to have a border, ports of entry, laws regulating who can come in.
Yeah, the argument would be asylum, though. You automatically get asylum. That's what Curtis is leaving out.
People come in there and claim asylum. They get a court date. What they did, they stood in a little line. They got through the process. They get a court date for 2027. Right. Then they head up to Phoenix and they fly wherever they want to go. We don't know who they are, and it's taking away the from the legal immigrants, those that take
Curtis, in Kim's position on the border?
Kim says he doesn't think we need to do much about the border.
Okay.
He's very open about that. Kim is not supported Israel in this conflict at all. You know, Kim's out there on policies that are also leaving a really good opportunity for us to have common sense responses to what he's out there saying that he wants to do.
Where do we go to find you and to help with the campaign? And we'll be giving that repeatedly over the next four or five
months. Well, that's great. It's Curtis Bashaw for Senate.com.
Bashaw, B-A-S-H-A-W.
That's correct. Curtis Bashaw, Curtis with a C, Bashaw, B-A-S-H-A-W, for Senate.com.
And if you ever have a chance in the presidential suite, take it.
I will. You're welcome back anytime. We should do a radio show from there.
Absolutely. I'd love to do it. I love having a sitting room. It felt so... But the bathroom was too nice. My wife used the bathroom. I'm serious. She said, I can't use this bathroom. It's too big and too nice. I used it. It was tremendous.
Well, it's a great hotel. I love its history. It's been there for 206 years. When Congress Hall opened, America was just 40 years old. And we have a wonderful celebration. I love Independence Week. We were we're going all over the state, and it's exciting to see the different communities and how they celebrate our country.
Please put us in your loop and call in periodically where you are, what you're doing. Just shoot the breeze. That's a way to get to know our listeners in New Jersey.
Fantastic.
Curtis,
thanks for having
me. Thanks for coming out today. Curtis Kershaw here on Talk Radio 1210. Andy Kim, of course, is invited, Dan, to the next Mulligans. I would... love to do that. 855-839-1210. You get on board here on the Dom Giordano Show.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time as things heat up here at Mulligan's 310 West Hildreth Avenue. We have Curtis Bashaw, future senator from New Jersey in the house, and Jeff Van Drew, not with the suit. Shocking. I don't know if paparazzi are out there, they'll catch us. You got to get over here, though, to see the scotch contest here with Congressman Jeff Van Drew. That'll happen around 1:30, 1:40, so have a little time to get here. 310 West Hildreth Avenue. All right, two breaking developments. One, new Nevada poll shows President Trump up 10 points, even though the, that's right, wait to hear the kicker over there, guys. Trump up 10 points, even though the Democrat senator still is killing the GOP opponent. That tells us that it's still a state that might go for the Democrat, except Trump is crushing Biden there. So that's an even better sign presidentially than you can imagine. It means that that state is making a choice. They want Trump. And if Trump has Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, as I believe he will, you know the state that will determine the future of the United States and the Western world and all that, that would be Pennsylvania. Also, Governor Newsom is launching a podcast. I can't imagine this guy as the partner in your podcast, Dan, with Marshawn Lynch. Now, I thought that's the guy that refuses to talk.
Yeah, it doesn't say much.
Marshawn Lynch.
I'm just here so I don't get a fine.
In a podcast with Governor Newsom. Is that a play around Kamala Harris? And is Marshawn Lynch going to be dumped as soon as Newsom moves forward? All right, phone lines to get in are 855-839-1210. Thrilled to have Congressman Van Drew here. We got a lot of big questions to talk with him about. See what he's thinking, particularly around President Trump. But in addition to that, we have a little scotch tasting that will go on coming up. Don't forget the side question. It's a simple one today. That person you'd hate to be trapped in a room with, or an elevator, you know, or social engagement, some period of time. I can imagine there must be people in Congress that say, cross-party, yeah, there are certain people. You don't want to have to be in the caucus room with that guy. No, I'm not going in there, or that woman, or that guy's in there. There's got to be a few of them that both parties go. No way. All right, let's go. Susan first in Chester Springs. Susan's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Susan, good afternoon. What are you doing today?
Yeah, actually, I'm driving back from getting fresh produce, which is wonderful this time of year. And I think, I don't know, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, they're equally horrible, but I don't think Jill Biden is going to let Joe, unless he drops dead, he's going to be running. That's my bet.
Yeah, he will. She'll stick in here. The gravy train has to continue. Who would you not like to be in the room with?
Oh, my God. Admiral Rachel Levine. I can't think of a single point that I would be in agreement. Usually you could find something on someone that you could at least talk and get along with. No, nothing.
Susan, stay there for a minute. I'm going to get a thumbs up or thumbs down. Congressman Van Drew, thumbs up or thumbs down. Do you have to salute Admiral Rachel Levine when you're a congressman around there in the Senate? Is that a must? You don't have to salute. I'm looking at you. No, he doesn't think you have to salute. So on that, we seem to be okay. That is a good one, Susan. Thank you. Yeah. Rachel Levine in Pennsylvania, the stuff that went on was ridiculous. But then to rise to the level of admiral is beyond belief. All right. Since we've been talking today, no word out of the White House. They're waiting until tomorrow, this interview. Mr. Fix-It being called in, George Stephanopoulos. But is he being called in to fix it? Or is he being called in to, because it will be edited, to further sink Joe Biden? 855-839-1210. Now, I'm in a camp that Republicans are basically playing this fine, which means every day that Joe Biden stays there is good. because it creates chaos, it creates all this internal infighting, and ultimately, if he is the nominee, he can't walk back that debate. That is not going to go away. That's going to be imprinted without a doubt. If he is a nominee, I don't think there'll be a second debate. The sentencing is pushed back. Republicans are doing a better job on the immunity question. And I wanted to play for you. We had on brilliant guy yesterday, Jay Towne. Here is the here is one of the Trump surrogates, big-time lawyer Jay Towne, explaining to me how should we tell the Supreme Court story to the average person? Because Democrats are saying now, if Trump's elected, he can have Navy SEALs kill you. They're actually going out there saying that. Here's how Jay Towne explained on the show yesterday. How do we tell the American people what that Supreme Court case meant, how it's for all presidents, not just Trump? Here's what he said.
The law before yesterday, woke up Monday morning, was that the chief executive, the president of the United States, has immunity from prosecution from official actions that he takes while in office. The law when you woke up this morning is exactly the same. The Supreme Court just confirmed that yesterday because they had to, because they were forced to, because of the lawfare prosecution brought by Jack Smith. What's more difficult for Jack Smith is that the president is presumed to be cloaked in this immunity, and Smith is now going to have to prove why he shouldn't be immune. And the motive of the president, why he took an action, if it was reason 485, was actually an Article II reason, but the first 484 were all private reasons or personal reasons, doesn't matter. There just has to be some official, the action had to be have some sort of executive function for the president to be cloaked in immunity. And once he's cloaked, that particular action cannot be the subject of a crime, nor can any evidence of that action be admitted in a trial. Now, think about it this way. Here's a great example. I know we just have a minute or two left, but think about a DEA agent. Take the president out of it. A DEA agent does a controlled purchase or a controlled sale of an illegal narcotic.
Jim, thank you. All right, that's Jay Towne making the point. There is no difference. Presidents had immunity. They did. All this did was to confirm it because of the lawfare that's going on, to clarify that. And what we've seen now happen in the so-called hush money case is big trouble for Alvin Bragg. In that, Trump's Twitter was deemed to be an official action. And that was brought up during this. You can't do that. Only private actions that may be criminal could be brought up in that New York case. I think the New York case will be reversed. They'd have to go back and do it all over again. All right, but we're going to talk a lot about the things that are going on nationally in Congress, President Trump, with somebody who is such a great friend to the show, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who's here, actually not in a suit today, in his parade, July 4th outfits, I believe. And we'll also have our good buddy Johnny Z break out the scotch, since that was promised. And we'll see if I can get through the scotch segment here effectively or not. I think Van Drew has the advantage from all those cloakroom scotch tastings that go on in Capitol Hill. Love to have you come out here at Mulligan's. If you're anywhere nearby, come on out and say hello to the congressman. And the mascot of Wildwood, Sea Squatch, will be here at 2 o'clock with his handler. We have a lot of questions, a lot of folks streaming in now. Here's your chance to get in 310 West Hildreth Avenue, right here in Wildwood. Hey, I've told you for years about my friend dentist and board-certified prostatectomist, Dr. Bentz, and the Bentz Group. He's known for helping people overcome fear and anxiety. His state-of-the-art facility makes dentistry as easy as it can be. My recent experience is a great example. I had a permanent tooth put in, and you know how they tell you to chomp down, Tom, bite down, and you say it's too high, Doc, cut it down a little bit. Not so, not with this. All due to Dr. Bentz and the precision of his 3D printer and the great skill of Banks and the staff, it fit perfectly the first time. So here's the thing to do. Get the same dental care that I get, the Banks Dental Group, thebanksdentalgroup.com, the Banks Difference. Make that appointment today. You can call them today, like right now, 610-272-6949. Visit BentsDentalGroup.com. Tell them Dom G sent you, 610-272-6949.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Rich Cioli, the program he just mentioned is great, but I prefer the Van Drew program. Jeff Van Drew, I didn't know was a congressman when he came in the door there. So since the last time I saw you, now in person, it's unbelievable, the transformation. It must be the congressional gym is so elaborate that you guys have there.
Wow. I don't even go to the congressional gym. So for most of my life, I have worked out very hard. I have this routine. It's mostly body weight exercises, push-ups, pull-ups, chin-ups, dips, curls I do, and a couple other things. And I rotate them. I do them over and over again twice a week. Got in Congress. I still worked out. But combination of some bad eating, which I never did. I usually have a really good diet.
Right.
And just not having the time. And then my New Year's resolution, one of them. I did about 10 New Year's. I never do them. I did about 10.
Elect Trump as president.
That was one of them. Go to mass more often, believe it or not. That was another one. Drink more water. I'm a dentist.
Drink more scotch.
Yeah. And I'm doing okay on my own with that. A bunch of different stuff. But one of them was to get back into the routine I had when I was a state senator, a state assemblyman, a mayor, all during that time. So I started in the new year. And I'm back to where I always was. I put on a little weight, and I was just getting a little soft for me, you know?
Oh, no, it's shocking. My wife's taking notes in the back. On the way home, we're going to compare what
it's a brutal workout.
It is. Ellipticals for 2 hours?
No, elliptical hour every morning.
Right.
And then twice a week, you just start out.
Well, what do you watch when you're on the elliptical then for that hour?
I review what I'm going to have to do that day in my head. And I'm going to sound a little corny here, but you ask me, I always tell you the truth, Tom. The other thing I do for part of it is I pray. I pray for my family, my friends, my country. I do everything. I'm very far from perfect guy, but I try to be as faithful as I can. And it's a way that I can really focus on that. And then I focus on the day and what I'm going to be doing, organizing my thoughts.
Well, let's talk about where we are since last Thursday. To me, and you are the guy who wants to win on principle, but we have to win first. Principle and all that, I don't mean anything illegal or unethical. The bottom line is we're in a perfect position. This president is in chaos. He's got Hunter Biden looking at senior advisors, who I may not agree with them ideologically, but I think they know what they're doing. Biden's a problem. And the Democrats killing each other to get into that. I hope Biden is the nominee. How about you from a strategic sense at this point?
No, I hope he is too. I think we can win regardless of whomever it is because the candidates I hear are terrible. And I believe he will be. And real quickly, so he's already got the delegates. He's won just about every single primary. So in order to take him out, he's going to have to want to leave. Now, this is not up to him. This is up to Jill Biden and a very close group of people around him. Jill Biden is a very ambitious woman, and she wants to be the first lady. You can see that. It's not just me saying. The only thing that would get them out is he's gotten a lot of help, and they don't like to admit it, from the Department of Justice. He has been involved with his dealings with Hunter Biden. Right. He has been involved with meeting with oligarchs. He's been on the phone calls. Money has gone to his family from different sources, millions upon millions of dollars to Jim Biden and associates of the family. He's been helped. He's been protected. If the powers that be go to him and say, if you don't jump out, if you don't get out of this thing, that protection's gone. I don't think that will happen, but I think that's the only way they can get him out.
President Trump since Thursday. Now, our listeners, and I love it because you don't give away the privacy, which I respect, but you give us the temperature of Trump post that. What's your sense of how the president's feeling?
Look, he had some tough times. I mean, this guy is a rock. I mean, what he held through the New York trial and that cold, and it really was cold in there. Everybody tells him that cold courtroom and just the abuse he went through from this Democratic judge. Mm-hmm. Just what he's gone through all the way back to when they said there was Russian collusion. You know, I wish, Dom, I've said this to you before. I wish that every man and woman in this country could sit with me on that Judiciary Committee for just a month and listen to what the hell is going on. It's not covered. It's not covered by ABC, NBC, CBS, the New York Times. They barely cover it, and they don't tell the truth very often, but they just gloss over it. There's so much there. Trump has gone through such hell. He really has. There are very few human beings alive that are as strong as he is. And I know, because I talk to him a lot, and I'm amazed by it. I've met a lot of people in my life. So for him, they've been pounding him and pounding him and pounding him. This has been a good week.
Oh, to put it mildly.
With the Supreme Court doing the right thing. And by the way, your segment was wonderful there. There's nothing new to this. Presidents are granted immunity. No, they can't go out and just, you know, shoot somebody
in the head. See, you know
this,
but please tell your colleagues, I'm not seeing enough in the Republic. You're doing it. You get it because you want to win and you're inside this. Have to explain that Supreme Court decision. They're winning the battle in the media because the media is on their side to say Trump's going to have you killed. Jay Town, put that guy, call him in. He was brilliant. He said, you went to bed that night, president had immunity. You woke up, same thing.
That's exactly
the way
right.
to explain it.
But they had to reaffirm that and make it clear so people absolutely understood that. And that's going to be more. This wasn't because it's a right-wing Supreme Court. It wasn't because there were a few Trump appointees in there. It's just because that's the law of the land. And if it wasn't, whether you were a Democrat or Republican and you held the you were the president of the United States, you would want that to be that way because at times you have to do things. For example, if there is a terrorist, and we've done it, who's taken out good Americans, the Twin Towers, many times, and you have him assassinated, that's the responsibility that you have. And if somebody tries to sue you for doing that, you're immune from that.
Well, Obama droning the terrorist, I supported. I know he's an American citizen. You can't bring him to trial, though. He's in Yemen.
Exactly.
So we're supposed to just say there's no way that President Obama should be tried with that. That's the best thing.
No president wanted to do what they wanted to do. But you've got to understand something. They were using the judiciary and the Department of Justice. And we don't have time now. I could trace for you step by step. They were using them as tools to go after Trump. We call it weaponizing the judiciary.
Right.
And it's the worst of the worst. And, Dom, it's so important because if there's one thing that's a mark of a free and good society, of a republic, is an impartial, fair, and non-corrupt judiciary, that you have prosecutors who do their job, that you have attorneys general that do their job. We don't have that now in some states, and we definitely don't have it in the Justice Department.
Now, Jersey, your bailiwick, and I know it's still an uphill battle for Trump, but the most recent polling indicates it's tight. And if nothing else, that propels the Republican candidate who was just here, who I think has a better than even chance because of Menendez in the race against Andy Kim. How do you see the Senate race going?
No, I think you're right. I think Curtis Bastial has a real chance here without a question. He's a good candidate and he's a business owner, et cetera, and we know his qualifications. And this is a unique time in history. So if this was just a normal time, I'd say, oh, man, this is,
it's really tough.
But it's still uphill, but he's got a real shot. He's going to have to work hard, and I know that he's working very hard. And, let me put it to you this way, Dom. I've been around, I've run in 18 elections, starting from being a fire commissioner and a councilman and a mayor, and I won't go through them all. I did it exactly. and I don't practice now, obviously, but all along there, I had an associate, and those were all that were, quote, part-time political jobs, but moved my way up. I've seen a lot of stuff. This is a very, very unique time in history. Biggest election since the Civil War.
Without a doubt. And after this week, the wind is at the back of President Trump. Now, you're out of here today, too, because you are a Scotch aficionado, I think an expert. I am completely a novice. I didn't drink wine last night. Not sure about the wine mixing with Scotch, even though it's a 24-hour period. What is the absolute best Scotch?
Oh, there's no absolute best for anybody. I mean, there are Scotches you can pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a bottle.
Woo!
I am not in that category.
Well, excuse me, but Johnny, your top shelf Scotch, how much is it?
What's that?
Your top shelf Scotch here at Mulligan's, how much would it be?
Well, it depends. If you're talking about like a Shivers, what about
right.
a Shivers?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just tell me. Just give me a figure, John. What's your figure here? Top shelf scotch.
Do you have Macallan?
I have a Glenlivet. That's probably around $9-$10 a shot. That's
$9 or $10 a shot.
That would be your bet.
God. Yeah. Is this in the budget? Is Greg Stock or no? What we're doing here?
See, this is going to be hard for me because I'm a Macallan guy.
Okay.
And Macallan even has a different color to it, so it's easy to pick that out.
All right.
Where what he's talking about is it's a good single malt scotch. That's the difference. Real quick, there's single malt, which is just one single malt that comes out. It's a usually distinctive flavor. And then there's a blend. So the ones that you commonly, even Chivas is a blend. Dewar's is a blend. It's where they blend different things together. And Americans' taste used to be they wanted something that was a little smoother, not quite as much, I don't know if I should call it a bite, but not as distinctive. And still, they're still very popular. A good basic scotch is Dewar's. It's a fine scotch, you know, and that's a much more... How much is Dewar's a shot?
We even have a commentator here, Scott of Mount Laurel. Come on over. You'll be ready.
I couldn't hear you, Congressman.
How much is Dewar's a shot?
Dewar's?
That's probably right around $6.50 a shot.
There you go. It's about half the price.
All right, so I'm going to tell the difference between Dewar's, some shot from the back room maybe, and the best here. Against the best. This guy knows his scotch. All right.
This is going to be harder for me, though, because it's hard to tell one blend from another. And it's hard to tell one blend from another. And Glenlivet is aged in an oak cask, so it doesn't have that color of, say, a Macallan or something, or a Dalwhinnie or some of the other ones. So it's a little hard. I may screw this up completely. And so you're going to embarrass me in front of millions of people.
I'm in the tank here. I'll go in the tank here.
Well, we don't expect you to know, you know.
All right, Johnny's been a great host with this. That's coming up. You'll see it on YouTube. And we'll give commentary with Scott of Mount Laurel, who last commentated about John Kruk being a gazelle on a Phillies game. We got a big-time announcer here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
And welcome back into the Dom Giordano program, broadcasting live from Mulligan's. It's Dan time with Dom, and because it's Dan time with Dom, I've set up a little bit of a competition here between Mr. Giordano and the great Congressman Jeff Van Drew,
the great Giordano and the great Van Drew. Thank you very much.
The amazing, fantastic Jeff Van Drew. And what we got in front of them, if you go to youtube.com/@1210WPHD, I have three separate glasses, and in those three glasses, I have three separate levels of scotch. And what we did here is we did all blended. So if you know scotch, Johnny was telling me that he actually has that single malt scotch that Jeff was mentioning prior to the break. But to make things a little bit more confusing, to keep them the same color, he wanted to do three different blendeds. So in front of you guys, I have three different liquors. And with us, we have Scott from Mount Laurel. If you don't remember, Scott is the guy that he sits in the booth and does Phillies games from time to time. So, Scott, how you doing, sir? Welcome in.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here at the Summer White House Camp Dom.
So, in front of you guys, let's go through the order as they're sitting in front of you. So, let's first take that wine glass and give it a sip, a little twirl and a sip. Scott, what do we see here in front of us?
First of all, they both knew which one was the wine glass. So that's a good sign. And now they're trying it. They did smell it during the break. That's a good sign. They at least have some idea what you're doing. You're supposed to smell scotch before you have it.
Not a fan, Dom?
No, but the others could be worse.
All right, so let's...
Okay, so one down.
I'm going to say that's a blend.
Okay.
Okay, Congressman Van Drew says the wine glass one is a blend.
Well, what does that mean? Is it low quality?
It means that there's
these are none of them
barley
low quality. They're
and
all
a different grain in it.
Well, wait a minute. Rose even over here taking pictures. She never gets out of the back room over there. Now, for this, she's over here.
Scott,
she's going to need to drive you home, right?
So in a call
yesterday on that, yes.
In a call yesterday, Scott from Mount Laurel said he was going to do some scotch research, and it sounds like he actually did some scotch research.
Oh, my God.
Preparation's key.
All right, so next, let's go to the pine.
Are we rating them as far as...
So after we try all three of these, I'm going to ask you guys which one you think is the most expensive and which is the least
expensive.
Order
what you
ready
think
for the second?
Expensive.
So we're going to go with the pint glass now. Let's give that
a number one was the wine glass. Here's the pint glass. Okay, they're taking a sip.
Mm-hmm.
They look like, oh, Congressman is concentrating. So is Dom. They're very, very deep in thought here.
Congressman is surprisingly.
I might be throwing
this is very
I
deep
think this
thought
is
that
better,
we have here.
But I might be throwing
what are you thinking over here, Congressman?
This is the Joe Biden.
I'm thinking about how hard. This is a hard thing to do.
This is the Joe Biden of Scotch.
Even among experts.
Well, what was said back there was when they said it was $9 to $10 a shot, they said, well, that's now. Before it was $4 before Biden inflation.
Let me tell you, I had an uncle.
Yeah.
And we used to get, my wife, I was the first non-Italian to marry into the family. Huge family gatherings, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, and all that stuff. He said, I only will drink Johnny Walker Red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my father-in-law owned a liquor store. They had so much fun with him. I don't think he knows it to this day, and he's in his 90s. They used to, the Johnny Walker, when he ran through it eventually,
yeah.
They took another scotch, poured it in there, and then they asked him, they said, how's the scotch? He goes, good, because I'm only drinking Johnny Walker. And it was Dewar's. It wasn't Johnny Walker.
Switching up on him.
Maybe after a certain amount.
Everybody knew but him.
Let's give the Rock last little sip here, Jeff.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
But are they out?
Drew, yeah,
smart.
Wait a
minute.
Let me
with a little water. Now, Dom follows suit, and Congressman Drew's trying the third one out of the shot glass, and here goes Dom.
And now
ready.
It's funny you say that story, Jeff, because I'm going to give you guys a clue. One of these three is indeed a Johnny Walker Red, and that would be the middle level that we're talking here. So that might eliminate one of the three. Jeff, is it? Can you tell which one might be the Johnny Walker Red here?
Okay, Congressman Drew very slowly sipping and trying to get that taste.
All right, I have my
I think
order.
Dom's got his order laid out.
All right.
Best to worst.
Which do you have it as most expensive, Dom? Which way? So this is one, two, three?
One, two, three.
Okay, so
three.
Dom has the... Well, I'm going to wait until Congressman Drew does his.
Yeah, throwing him off here.
Yeah, we don't want to...
A little bit.
Okay, so...
Ladies and gentlemen listening to this, okay. This is hard.
So are we
Dom
doing,
has it
are
as
doing
doing shot.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Rich Cioli, the program he just mentioned is great. But I prefer the Van Drew program. Jeff Van Drew, I didn't know was a congressman when he came in the door there. So since the last time I saw you, now in person, it's unbelievable the transformation. It must be the congressional gym is so elaborate that you guys have there.
Wow. I don't even go to the congressional gym. So for most of my life, I have worked out very hard. I have this routine. It's mostly body weight exercises, push-ups, pull-ups, chin-ups, dips. Curls I do and a couple other things, and I rotate them. I do them over and over again twice a week. Got in Congress, I still worked out, but combination of some bad eating, which I never did. I usually have a really good diet.
Right.
And just not having the time, and then my New Year's resolution, one of them. I did about 10 New Year's. I never do them. I did about
elect 10 Trump as president.
That was one of them. Go to mass more often, believe it or not. That was another one. Drink more water. I'm a dentist.
Drink more scotch.
Yeah, and I'm doing okay on my own with that. A bunch of different stuff, but one of them was to get back into the routine I had when I was a state senator, a state assemblyman, a mayor, all during that time. So I started in the new year, and I'm back to where I always was. I put on a little weight, and I was just getting a little soft for me, you know?
Oh, no, it's shocking. My wife's taking notes in the back. On the way home, we're going to compare what
it's a brutal workout.
It is. Ellipticals for 2 hours?
No, elliptical hour every morning.
Right.
And then twice a week. You just start out.
What do you watch when you're on the elliptical then for that hour?
I review what I'm going to have to do that day in my head. And I'm going to sound a little corny here, but you ask me, I always tell you the truth, Tom. The other thing I do for part of it is I pray. I pray for my family, my friends, my country. I do everything I can. I'm very far from perfect guy, but I try to be as faithful as I can. And it's a way that I can really focus on that. And then I focus on the day and what I'm going to be doing, organizing my thoughts.
Well, let's talk about where we are since last Thursday. To me, and you are the guy who wants to win on principle, we have to win first. Principle and all that, I don't mean anything illegal or unethical. The bottom line is we're in a perfect position. This president is in chaos. He's got Hunter Biden looking at senior advisors, who I may not agree with them ideologically, but I think they know what they're doing. Biden's a problem. And the Democrats killing each other to get into that. I hope Biden is the nominee. How about you from a strategic sense at this point?
No, I hope he is too. I think we can win regardless of whomever it is because the candidates I hear are terrible. But, and I believe he will be. And real quickly, so he's already got the delegates. He's won just about every single primary. So in order to take him out, he's going to have to want to leave. Now, this is not up to him. This is up to Jill Biden and a very close group of people around him. Jill Biden is a very ambitious woman, and she wants to be the first lady. You can see that. It's not just me saying. The only thing that would get them out is he's gotten a lot of help, and they don't like to admit it, from the Department of Justice. He has been involved with the business dealings with Hunter Biden. Right. He has been involved with meeting with oligarchs. He's been on the phone calls. Money has gone to his family from different sources, millions upon millions of dollars to Jim Biden and associates of the family. He's been helped. He's been protected. If the powers that be go to him and say, if you don't jump out, if you don't get out of this thing, that protection's gone. I don't think that will happen, but I think that's the only way they can get him out.
President Trump, since Thursday, now our listeners, and I love it because you don't give away the privacy, which I respect, but you give us the temperature of Trump post that. What's your sense of how the president's feeling?
Look, he had some tough times. I mean, this guy is a rock. I mean, what he held through the New York trial and that cold, and it really was cold in there. Everybody tells me that cold courtroom and just the abuse he went through from this Democratic judge. Mm-hmm. Just what he's gone through all the way back to when they said there was Russian collusion. You know, I wish, Tom, I've said this to you before. I wish that every man and woman in this country could sit with me on that Judiciary Committee for just a month and listen to what the hell is going on. It's not covered. It's not covered by ABC, NBC, CBS, the New York Times. They barely cover it, and they don't tell the truth very often, but they just gloss over it. There's so much there. Trump has gone through such hell. He really has. There are very few human beings alive that are as strong as he is. And I know, because I talk to him a lot, and I'm amazed by it. I've met a lot of people in my life. So for him, they've been pounding him and pounding him and pounding him. This has been a good week.
Oh, to put it mildly.
With the Supreme Court doing the right thing. And by the way, your segment was wonderful there. There's nothing new to this. Presidents are granted immunity. No, they can't go out and just, you know, shoot somebody
in the
head.
See, you know this, but please tell your colleagues, I'm not seeing enough in the Republic. You're doing it. You get it because you want to win and you're inside this. Have to explain that Supreme Court decision.
they're winning the battle in the media because the media is on their side, to say Trump's going to have you killed. Jay Towne, put that guy, call him in. He was brilliant. He said, you went to bed that night, president had immunity. You woke up, same thing.
He's
That's
exactly
the way
right.
to explain it.
But they had to reaffirm that and make it clear so people absolutely understood that. And that's going to be more. This wasn't because it's a right-wing Supreme Court. It wasn't because there were a few Trump appointees in there. It's just because that's the law of the land. And if it wasn't, whether you were a Democrat or Republican, and you held the you were the supreme, you know, you were the president of the United States, you would want that to be that way because at times you have to do things. For example, if there is a terrorist, and we've done it, who's taken out good Americans, the Twin Tower, you know, so many times, and you have him assassinated, that's the responsibility that you have. And if somebody tries to sue you for doing that, you're immune from that.
Well, Obama droning the terrorist, I supported. I know he's an American citizen. You can't bring him to trial, though. He's in Yemen.
Exactly.
So we're supposed to just say, there's no way that President Obama should be tried with that. That's the best thing.
No president wanted to do what they wanted to do. But you've got to understand something. They were using the judiciary and the Department of Justice. And we don't have time now. I could trace for you step by step. They were using them as tools to go after Trump. We call it weaponizing the judiciary.
Right.
And it's the worst of the worst. And, Dom, it's so important because if there's one thing that's a mark of a free and good society, of a republic, is an impartial, fair, and non-corrupt judiciary, that you have prosecutors who do their job, that you have attorneys general that do their job. We don't have that now in some states, and we definitely don't have it in the Justice Department.
Now, Jersey, your bailiwick, and I know it's still an uphill battle for Trump, but the most recent polling indicates it's tight. And if nothing else, that propels the Republican candidate who was just here, who I think has a better than even chance because of Menendez in the race against Andy Kim. How do you see the Senate race going?
No, I think you're right. I think Curtis Bastial has a real chance here without a question. He's a good candidate and he's a business owner, et cetera, and we know his qualifications. And this is a unique time in history. So if this was just a normal time, I'd say, oh, man, this is,
it's really tough.
But it's still uphill, but he's got a real shot. He's going to have to work hard, and I know that he's working very hard. And, let me put it to you this way, Dom. I've been around, I've run in 18 elections, starting from being a fire commissioner and a councilman and a mayor, and I won't go through them all. I did it exactly. and I don't practice now, obviously, but all along there, I had an associate, and those were all that were, quote, part-time political jobs, but moved my way up. I've seen a lot of stuff. This is a very, very unique time in history. Biggest election since the Civil War.
Without a doubt. And after this week, the wind is at the back of President Trump. Now, you're out of here today, too, because you are a Scotch aficionado, I think an expert. I am completely a novice. I didn't drink wine last night. Not sure about the wine mixing with Scotch, even though it's a 24-hour period. What is the absolute best Scotch?
Oh, there's no absolute best for anybody. I mean, there are Scotches you can pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a bottle.
Woo!
I am not in that category.
Well, excuse me, but Johnny, your top shelf Scotch, how much is it?
What's that?
Your top shelf Scotch here at Mulligan's, how much would it be?
Well, it depends. If you're talking about like a Chivas, what about a
Chivas? Yeah, yeah. Just tell me. Just give me a figure, John. What's your figure here? Top shelf Scotch.
Do you have Macallan?
I have Glenlivet. That's probably around $9, $10 a shot.
$9 or $10 a shot.
That would be your best.
Is this in the budget? Is Greg Stocker know what we're doing here?
See, this is going to be hard for me because I'm a Macallan guy.
Okay.
And Macallan even has a different color to it, so it's easy to pick that out.
All right.
Where what he's talking about is it's a good single malt Scotch. That's the difference. Real quick, there's single malt, which is just one single malt that comes out. It's a usually distinctive flavor. And then there's a blend. So the ones that you commonly, even Chivas is a blend. Dewar's is a blend. It's where they blend different things together. And Americans' taste used to be they wanted something that was a little smoother, not quite as much, I don't know if I should call it a bite, but not as distinctive. And still, they're still very popular. A good basic Scotch is Dewar's. It's a fine Scotch, you know, and that's a much more...
How much is Dewar's a shot?
We even have a commentator here, Scott of Mount Laurel. Come on over. You'll be ready.
I couldn't hear you, Congressman.
How much is Dewar's a shot?
That's probably right around $6,650 a shot.
There you go. It's about half the price.
All right, so I'm going to tell the difference between Dewar's, some shot from the back room maybe, and the best here. Against the best. This guy knows his scotch. All right.
This is going to be harder for me, though, because it's hard to tell one blend from another. And it's hard to tell one blend from another. And Glenlivet is aged in an oak cask, so it doesn't have that color of, say, a Macallan or something, or a Dalwhinnie, right, or some of the other ones. So it's a little hard. I may screw this up completely.
All right.
So you're going to embarrass me in front of millions of people.
I'm in the tank here. I'll go in the tank here.
We don't expect you to know, you know.
All right, Johnny's been a great host with this. That's coming up. You'll see it on YouTube. And we'll give commentary with Scott of Mount Laurel, who last commentated about John Kruk being a gazelle on a Phillies game. We got a big-time announcer here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
And welcome back into the Dom Giordano program, broadcasting live from Mulligan's. It's Dan time with Dom, and because it's Dan time with Dom, I've set up a little bit of a competition here between Mr. Giordano and the great Congressman Jeff Van Drew,
Wait a minute, the great Giordano and the great Van Drew. Thank you very much.
The amazing, fantastic Jeff Van Drew. And what we got in front of them, if you go to youtube.com/@12thandwpht, I have three separate glasses, and in those three glasses, I have three separate levels of scotch. And what we did here is we did all blended. So if you know scotch, Johnny was telling me that he actually has that single malt scotch that Jeff was mentioning prior to the break. But to make things a little bit more confusing, to keep them the same color, he wanted to do three different blendeds. So in front of you guys, I have three different liquors. And with us, we have Scott from Mount Laurel. If you don't remember, Scott is the guy that he sits in the booth and does Phillies games from time to time. So, Scott, how you doing, sir? Welcome
in. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here at the Summer White House Camp Dom.
So, in front of you guys, let's go through the order as they're sitting in front of you. So, let's first take that wine glass and give it a sip, a little twirl and a sip. Scott, what do we see here in front of us?
First of all, they both knew which one was the wine glass. So that's a good sign. And now they're trying it. They did smell it during the break. That's a good sign. They at least have some idea what you're doing. You're supposed to smell scotch before you have it.
Not a fan, though?
No, but the others could be worse.
All right, so
one down.
I'm going to say that's a blend.
Okay,
Congressman Van Drew says the wine glass one is a blend.
Well, what does that mean? Is it low quality?
It means that there's
these are none of them
barley
low quality. They're
and
all
a different grain in it.
Well, wait a minute. Rose even over here taking pictures. She never gets out of the back room over there. Now, for this, she's over here.
She's going to need to drive you home, right?
So in a call
yesterday on that, yes.
In a call yesterday, Scott from Mount Laurel said he was going to do some scotch research, and it sounds like he actually did some scotch research.
Oh my God.
Preparation's key.
All right, so next let's go to the pine.
Are we rating them as far as...
So after we try all three of these, I'm going to ask you guys which one you think is the most expensive and which is the least
the order
expensive.
Ready for the second?
Expensive.
So we're going to go with the pint glass now. Let's give that a
swirl. That was number one, was the wine glass. Here's the pint glass. Okay, they're taking a sip.
Mm-hmm.
They look like, Congressman just concentrating. So is Dom. They're very, very deep in thought here.
Congressman is surprisingly...
I might be throwing
this is very
I
deep
think
thought
is
that we
better,
have here.
But I might be throwing
what are you thinking over here, Congressman?
This is the Joe Biden.
I'm thinking about how hard... this is a hard thing to do.
This is the Joe Biden of scotch.
Even among experts.
Well, what was said back there was when they said it was $9 to $10 a shot, they said, well, that's now. Before it was $4 before Bidenflation.
Let me tell you, I had an uncle.
Yeah.
And we used to get, my wife, I was the first non-Italian to marry into the family. Huge family gatherings, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, and all that stuff. He said, I only will drink Johnny Walker Red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my father-in-law owned a liquor store. They had so much fun with him. I don't think he knows it to this day, and he's in his 90s. They used to, the Johnny Walker, when he ran through it eventually, they took another scotch, poured it in there, and then they asked him, they said, how's the scotch? He goes, good, because I'm only drinking Johnny Walker. And it was Dewar's. It wasn't Johnny Walker.
Switching up on him.
Maybe after a certain amount.
Everybody knew but him.
Let's give the rock glass a little sip here, Jeff.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
But
Drew, smart, cleanses his palate with a little water.
Now Dom follows suit. And Congressman Drew's trying the third one out of the shot glass, and here goes Dom.
And now it's funny you say that story, Jeff, because I'm going to give you guys a clue. One of these three is indeed a Johnny Walker Red, and that would be the middle level that we're talking here. So that might eliminate one of the three. Jeff, can you tell which one might be the Johnny Walker Red here?
Okay, Congressman Drew, very slowly sipping, trying to get that taste.
All right, I have
I think
my
Dom's
order.
Got his order laid out.
All right,
best to worst.
Which do you have it as most expensive, Dom? Which way? So this is one, two, three?
One, two,
okay,
three.
Okay, so Dom has the... Well, I'm going to wait until Congressman Drew does his.
Yeah, throwing him off here.
Yeah, we don't want to...
a little bit.
Okay, so...
Ladies and gentlemen listening to this, okay. This is hard.
So are we
Dom
doing,
has it as the shot glass.
One, two,
the
three.
Tall glass and the wine glass.
Oh, man.
Is most expensive to least
I'm
expensive.
I'm going down on this one. Someone
and Congressman Drew has most...
Now, beginner's luck, you're going to kick my butt on this.
Now, this is the most expensive,
most
right?
expensive, okay. middle...
Congressman Drew has most
I'm
expensive
say, actually,
the wine glass.
I think I'm looking at it backwards. Down. We're looking at here in front of Congressman... A most expensive middle, Johnny Walker Red right there in the middle, and the wine glass would be the Clooney House. So I'm thinking that Jeff actually got it right, correct?
No, he had this is the most expensive. He
most
got it exactly
expensive.
Backwards.
No, the way you just said, I'm sorry if I said it wrong.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so we got
and he did get it right. Yeah, absolutely.
So we got Chivas Regal in that pine glass there, which is the most expensive we have.
Okay.
We got Clooney the House down there in the wine glass, and it's funny, you had it right on there, Jeff. The Johnny Walker Red right there in the middle.
100%. And Dom had just one and two mixed up, but... He knew that the
he did pretty good, Don.
Pretty well for
one.
That.
I'm all actually, right. Yeah,
that's,
you know
that's pretty good.
Guys. You got that rock.
All right,
price?
I demand a recount. Is there a Democrat? Are there Democrats in the House? I need a recount.
Election
here.
Denier. Election no. denier.
That's right. I need a point of order.
If we were Democrats, it wouldn't have mattered what ones we chose. We would have won anyhow.
I want some mail-in scotch votes. I'm waiting for Johnny to get him in the back room. There.
So, Dom, you know the entire setup for this is because I, being a whiskey fan, and especially after with Rand Paul, who introduced me to bourbon. I was first scotch. I do enjoy a nice scotch as well. Is this something you might add to your repertoire of drinks because of the congressman over here?
In honor of him, I will take, I will down these someday. Yes. That's the only reason. Other than that, I say this, not as bad as Rand Paul and the bourbon. You know, there's a bourbon trail, a wine trail. You can sip wine. I could probably go to three or four places. A bourbon thing. How many places are you going to go to before you collapse?
They better be tiny sips. It's the same
exactly.
with scotch.
Yeah.
Scotch is something, if you don't want to get whacked, you're going to drink it very slowly. You measure yourself out, you know. I'll never forget one time, we used to have a big barbecue at our place, and we had a ton of people there. Young guy was working for me, and he said, you know, I want to try scotch. And I said, it's fine. And he said, I want to see if I can tell the same thing. I got a bunch of scotches at home. I want to see if I can tell the different ones. So, you know, I brought out all these bottles of scotch, and I said, now, be careful. This is not like you drinking beer. Little tiny sips, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're drinking, you're trying to... He's like 25 years old.
Damn,
no offense to
anybody.
Boom, boom, boom. He's taking them down. Man, this guy, I mean, my son had to drive him home. I think he put him in the trunk of the car. He was so out of control. They had a bag with him because for all those listening who are not experienced with scotch, a little bit at a time.
A little bit.
Savor,
moderation.
With bourbon.
I cut you off before. I'm sorry, Dan, but you were saying as a dentist, you had a dentistry tip, too, in addition to the scotch tips, which is... You were talking about a New Year's resolution.
Oh, yes.
Brush your teeth with scotch?
No. So, you know, it's like physician heal thyself. So I did 10 different New Year's resolutions,
right.
And I never usually do them at all. One of them, my teeth were okay, but I needed to do some work on them. Fillings had to be replaced and stuff. So I went to my friend, and I actually got my dental work done as well. I'm a dentist, for God's sake. I got to make sure I'm getting my dental work done, right? That was one of my many resolutions this year.
Congressman,
before
thank
you guys, I got to ask real quick. So you got Rand Paul with the bourbon, you got you with the scotch. When you guys have, say, a guest into your office, is it expected to have, like, a 50-year-old scotch that you offer, like the old Mad Men days?
And... Believe it or not, and I've never had it in my office, and one day, for some reason, I will, but I've gotten a few gifts, and one of them is a scotch that somebody had. It's in a beautiful bottle. My real name is Jefferson. My father was a great admirer of Thomas Jefferson. My son is a Jefferson, too. I named him. Anyhow, the beautiful decanter, and it says Jefferson on it from a friend they gave to me.
Amazing.
So that's sitting there. So in each of my offices, my political office, my district office, and in D.C., I do have a bottle, and I hate to admit this, I've never tasted any of them yet.
Really?
It is so...
You're going to have it ready for the guests.
I wish... It's how everybody pictures Congress. I'm probably missing out. I'm probably the only... I'm working my ass off, you know, and everybody else is probably...
Sitting back drinking.
Yeah, right? Is sitting back and talking about the world and stuff. But no, I don't. Now, you know, when it's at night and I'm all done, there's nothing more I enjoy than a nice meal and having a slow scotch. It's a good thing.
And you know that Thomas Jefferson was the one in 1802 that got rid of the whiskey tax.
Yeah, I know.
So
there you go. Right. It all comes together.
Congressman, thank you. Thanks for coming out today.
My pleasure, always.
Thank you. It's been tremendous work with you.
Always.
Say hello to President Trump for us. One wish from our buddies. You saw the Wales guys here. Trump on the beaches going after the windmills.
Absolutely. He was there. I mean, I spoke to him before. He is. No windmills. Trump gets elected. Executive order, baby. We're going to do it.
There we go.
They are the worst single thing I have seen in government, and I've seen some bad stuff. It's just so bad for this beautiful shore in so many ways.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew, the winner today by a vote here in the Scotch Contest.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And welcome back into the Dom Giordano program, broadcasting live from Mulligan's. It's Dan time with Dom, and because it's Dan time with Dom, I've set up a little bit of a competition here between Mr. Giordano and the great Congressman Jeff Van Drew, a noted
Scotchman. Wait a minute, the great Giordano and the great Van Drew. Thank you very much.
Continue, the amazing, fantastic Jeff Van Drew. And what we got in front of them, if you go to youtube.com/@12thandwphd, I have three separate glasses, and in those three glasses, I have three separate levels of scotch. And what we did here is we did all blended. So if you know scotch, Johnny was telling me that he actually has that single malt scotch that Jeff was mentioning prior to the break. But to make things a little bit more confusing, to keep them the same color, he wanted to do three different blendeds. So in front of you guys, I have three different liquors. And with us, we have Scott from Mount Laurel. If you don't remember, Scott is the guy that he sits in the booth and does Phillies games from time to time. So, Scott, how you doing, sir? Welcome
I'm
in.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here at the Summer White House Camp Dom.
So, in front of you guys, let's go through the order as they're sitting in front of you. So, let's first take that wine glass and give it a sip, a little twirl and a sip. Scott, what do we see here in front of us?
First of all, they both knew which one was the wine glass. That's a good sign. And now they're trying it. They did smell it during the break. That's a good sign. They at least have some idea what you're doing. You're supposed to smell scotch before you have it.
Not a fan, Dom?
No, but the others could be worse.
All right, so let's...
Okay, so one down.
I'm going to say that's a blend.
Okay.
Okay, Congressman Van Drew says the wine glass one is a blend.
Well, what does that mean? Is it low quality?
It means that there's
these are none of them
barley
low quality.
They're and all a different grain in it.
Well, wait a minute. Rose even over here taking pictures. She never gets out of the back room over there. Now, for this, she's over here.
Scott,
she's going to need to drive you home, right?
So in a call
yesterday on that, yes.
In a call yesterday, Scott from Mount Laurel said he was going to do some Scotch research, and it sounds like he actually did some Scotch research.
Of course. Oh, my God.
Preparation's key.
All right, so next, let's go to the pie.
Are we rating them as far as...
So after we try all three of these, I'm going to ask you guys which one you think is the most expensive and which is the least expensive.
Ready for the second?
So we're going to go with the pint glass now. Let's give that a
swirl. That was number one, was the wine glass. Here's the pint glass. Okay, they're taking a sip.
Mm-hmm.
They look like, Congressman just concentrating. So is Dom. They're very, very deep in thought here.
Congressman is surprisingly...
I might be throwing
this is very
I
deep
think this
thought
is
that
better,
we have here.
But I might be throwing
What are you thinking over here, Congressman?
This is the Joe Biden.
I'm thinking about how hard... this is a hard thing to do.
This is the Joe Biden of Scotch.
Even among experts.
Well, what was said back there was when they said it was $9 to $10 a shot, they said, well, that's now. Before it was $4 before Biden inflation.
Let me tell you, I had an uncle.
Yeah.
And we used to get, my wife, I was the first non-Italian to marry into the family. Huge family gatherings, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, and all that stuff. He said, I only will drink Johnny Walker Red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my father-in-law owned a liquor store. They had so much fun with him. I don't think he knows it to this day, and he's in his 90s. They used to, the Johnny Walker, when he ran through it eventually, they took another scotch, poured it in there, and then they asked him, they said, how's the scotch? He goes, good, because I'm only drinking Johnny Walker. And it was Dewar's. It wasn't Johnny Walker.
Switching up on him.
Maybe after a certain amount.
Everybody knew but him.
Let's give the rock last a little sip here, Jeff.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
But
Smart
cleanses his palate with a little water. Now Dom follows suit, and Congressman Juice trying the third one out of the shot glass, and here goes Dom.
And now
ready.
It's funny you say that story, Jeff, because I'm going to give you guys a clue. One of these three is indeed a Johnny Walker Red, and that would be the middle level that we're talking here. So that might eliminate one of the three. Jeff, can you tell which one might be the Johnny Walker Red here?
Okay, Congressman Juice very slowly sipping and trying to get that taste.
All right, I have my order.
I think Dom's got his order laid out.
All right.
Best to worst.
Which do you have it as most expensive, Dom? Which way? So this is one, two, three?
One, two, three.
Okay, so Dom has the... Well, I'm going to wait until Congressman Andrew does his.
Yeah, throwing him off here.
Yeah, we don't want to...
A little bit.
Okay, so...
Ladies and gentlemen listening to this, this is hard.
So are we
Dom has it as the shot glass.
One, two, three.
Tall glass and the wine glass.
Oh, man.
Is most expensive to least
expensive.
I'm
going down on this one.
And Congressman Drew has most...
Now, beginner's luck, you're going to kick my butt on this.
Now, this is the most expensive,
most expensive, middle...
Congressman Drew has most expensive in the wine glass.
I think I'm looking at it backwards because we're looking at here in front of Congressman... A most expensive middle Johnny Walker Red right there in the middle, and the wine glass would be the Clooney House. So I'm thinking that Jeff actually got it right, correct?
No, he had this is the most expensive. He
most
got it
expensive.
Exactly.
No, the way you just said, I'm sorry if I said it wrong.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so we got
it. He did get it right. Yeah, absolutely.
So we got Chivas Regal in that pine glass there, which is the most expensive we have.
Okay.
We got Clooney the House down there in the wine glass, and it's funny, you had it right on there, Jeff. The Johnny Walker Red right there in the middle.
100%. And Dom had just one and two mixed up, but. He knew that
he did pretty good, Dom.
Pretty well for that.
I'm actually,
that's pretty good.
You got that right.
All right, I demand a recount. Is there a Democrat? Are there Democrats in the House? I need a recount.
Election denier.
That's right. I need a point of order.
If we were Democrats, it wouldn't have mattered what ones we chose. We would have won anyhow.
I want to mail in Scotch votes. I'm waiting for Johnny to get him in the back room.
So, Dom, you know, the entire setup for this is because I, being a whiskey fan, and especially after with Rand Paul, who introduced me to bourbon, I was first scotch. I do enjoy a nice scotch as well. Is this something you might add to your repertoire of drinks because of the congressman over here?
In honor of him, I will take, I will down these someday. Yes. That's the only reason. Other than that, I say this, not as bad as Rand Paul and the bourbon. You know, there's a bourbon trail, a wine trail. You can sip wine. I could probably go to three or four places. A bourbon thing. How many places are you going to go to before you collapse?
They better be tiny sips. It's the same with scotch.
Yeah.
Scotch is something, if you don't want to get whacked, you're going to drink it very slowly. You measure yourself out, you know. I'll never forget one time, we used to have a big barbecue at our place, and we had a ton of people there. Young guy was working for me, and he said, you know, I want to try scotch. And I said, it's fine. And he said, I want to see if I can tell the same thing. I got a bunch of scotches at home. I want to see if I can tell the different ones. So, you know, I brought out all these bottles of scotch, and I said, now, be careful. This is not like you drinking beer. Little tiny sips, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to He's like 25 years old. No offense to anybody. Boom, boom, boom. He's taking him down. Man, this guy, I mean, we had a, my son had to drive him home. I think he put him in the trunk of the car. He was so out of control. They had a bag with him because he got sick, you know. For all those listening who are not experienced with scotch, a little bit at a time.
A little bit. Moderation.
Yeah. Same with bourbon.
I cut you off before. I'm sorry, Dan, but you were saying as a dentist, you had a dentistry tip, too, in addition to the scotch tips, which is... You were talking about a New Year's resolution.
Oh, yes, 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 yes,
Brush
yes.
Brush your teeth with scotch?
So, no. So, you know, it's like physician heal thyself. So I did 10 different New Year's resolutions,
right.
And I never usually do them at all. One of them, my teeth were okay, but I needed to do some work on them. Fillings had to be replaced and stuff. So I went to my friend, and I actually got my dental work done as well. I'm a dentist, for God's sake. I got to make sure I'm getting my dental work done, right? That was one of my many resolutions this year.
Congressman,
before
thank you
guys, I got to address real quick. So you got Rand Paul with the bourbon. You
right.
got you with the scotch. When you guys have, say, a guest into your office, is it expected to have, like, a 50-year-old scotch that you offer, like the old Mad Men days?
And believe it or not, and I've never had it in my office, and one day, for some reason, I will, but I've gotten a few gifts, and one of them is a scotch that somebody had. It's in a beautiful bottle. My real name is Jefferson. My father was a great admirer of Thomas Jefferson. My son is a Jefferson, too. I named him. Anyhow, the beautiful decanter, and it says Jefferson on it from a friend they gave to me.
Amazing.
So that's sitting there. So in each of my offices, my political office, my district office, and in D.C., I do have a bottle, and I hate to admit this, I've never tasted any of them yet.
Really?
I'm so, man, it is so.
You gotta have it ready for the guests, you know?
You know, you can't, no, man, I wish, it's how everybody pictures Congress. I'm probably missing out. I'm probably the only, I'm working my ass off, you know, and everybody else is probably, is sitting back and talking about the world and stuff. But no, I don't. Now, you know, when it's at night and I'm all done, there's nothing more I enjoy than a nice meal. And having a slow scotch, it's a good thing.
And you know that Thomas Jefferson was the one in 1802 that got rid of the whiskey tax.
Yeah, I know.
So
there you go.
It all comes together.
Congressman, thank you. Thanks for coming out.
My pleasure, always.
Thank
you.
It's been tremendous working with you.
Always.
Say hello to President Trump for us. One wish from our buddies. You saw the Wales guys here. Trump on the beaches going after the windmills.
Absolutely. He was there. I mean, I spoke to him before. He is the no windmills. Trump gets elected, executive order, baby. We're going to do it.
There we go.
They are the worst single thing I have seen in government, and I've seen some bad stuff. It's just so bad for this beautiful shore in so many ways.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew, the winner today by a vote here in the Scotch Contest.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.